I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day in Los Angeles, blending technology, law enforcement, and politics. Three city council members have announced a plan they say could provide millions of dollars to put more police on the street by changing the software on city computers. Here's our technology contributor, Shani Jardin.
The Los Angeles Police Department has one of the lowest police-to-citizen ratios of all major U.S. cities, and the city has made expanding the force one of its top priorities. But nobody's come up with a way to pay for all those new hires yet. Now, L.A. City Council member Eric Garcetti has an idea. Convert to open-source software to save money on license fees and use the savings to hire more police officers.
One of the highest costs that we have is the licensing fees that we pay for our software, our proprietary software, about $5.8 million a year. And so we are looking at ways that we might be able to migrate some of those software programs to open source software, as other countries, other states, other cities have been looking at, to try to save taxpayer money and roll that back into public safety, specifically the hiring of more police officers.
It may seem a long way from computers to cops, but this is all about economics. When you pick up a copy of Microsoft Windows at the local electronics store, you're buying a license that gives you permission to use it. But there are limits. You can't just give your copy away to 200 of your coworkers if you're in a particularly generous mood at the office. In contrast, the open source software movement promotes the idea of free and shared distribution. The Linux operating system is a well-known example. Developers code the software and post it on the internet. Users download it, pass it around, and can even modify and improve it, all for free. There are costs involved. Open source software has to be installed and maintained, an often complex task, and people have to learn how to use it. In fact, many tech experts make a living by charging fees for providing training and support services for open source applications. So, if you consider the costs of converting the city's tech infrastructure and you factor in future support costs, how much can the city really save?
We think that the city can save somewhere in the millions of dollars. We already have in Los Angeles some of our software being migrated to open source. So we have, for instance, some of our backbone servers using Linux, and we've had great success with it. We want to take the more aggressive step and kind of join some of the cities like Munich, some of the countries like Brazil, who have really realized or have begun to realize some substantial cost savings.
Garcetti learned about the experiment in Brazil from a Wired magazine story about the open source movement in Latin America, in which a Brazilian government official said, "Every license for Office Plus Windows in Brazil, a country in which 22 million people are starving, means we have to export 60 sacks of soybeans." Here in Los Angeles, Garcetti doesn't expect that open source will solve all of the city's budget concerns.
But for every $100,000 we save, that's one more police officer in our neighborhoods. So we're hoping we can return dozens of new police officers to the street.
If he's right, it could inspire other big cities and government agencies around the country to try open source too. City officials are expected to respond by the end of April. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.
In context, the savings of millions of dollars come in an annual L.A. police budget of just more than $1 billion. The Los Angeles Police Department has about 9,200 sworn officers. New York City has almost 40,000.